She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. All right, y'all. Put your seatbelts on. This one right here is a... she had a lot to say. All right. Welcome to episode 5. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. The question is from the man. Do you want to be a wife, or do you just want a wedding? The way I'm about to ruffle some fucking feathers, motherfucking okay. First of all, we all have pros and cons, men and women. Second of all, if this doesn't apply to you, why are you mad? Third, if you don't even want to get married, skip this episode. Fourth, do you want the truth? Now, depending on how you answer those, you're probably still here. If you answered those in a certain way, you'll probably pause and skip it. But I appreciate you subscribing, and I appreciate you for checking out the episode and downloading it and sending it to a friend of a friend of a friend. You can also donate with the link in the show notes. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Now, let's talk about this. Weddings been a thing for over 4,000 years. Women spend more money on dumb shit than men do. Okay, that's just a known fact. Women who love, excuse me, because there are some women who love women, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about men, okay? Men who love women will spend money on the woman that he loves. That's just facts, okay? But most of today's women will not pay a man attention unless he spends that money, that guap, that dinero, that green shit. Okay? So, majority of the wealthiest men are not appealing, nice, generous, or loving. But a woman who is money hungry will be. A woman who wants a lifestyle of luxury and nice things will be. She could be gorgeous, smart, come from a great family, and not give a fuck about that man for real, and have an amazing wedding and an amazing life. And that man will be okay knowing, if I ain't have all this money, if I ain't have all this power, I want to be able to have her. And that's why I don't feel bad for either side, because everybody knows the part that they're playing when it comes to women who just want to be with a man because they want a wedding, because they want to make other women feel a way about what they have and they don't, versus men who no, this woman don't give a fuck about you. She's just like what you can do for her. Both people know what it is. Let's be serious. And this is what the fuck I'm talking about today, okay? Okay. Sometimes maybe even two weddings. One for his family, one for her family. If it's a culture difference, it's culturally going to be different, right? And it's never about him for her. It's about the getting for her. And what's so crazy is most of these women that marry these men, they don't even want to have their babies. Yeah, I said it. They don't even want to have their babies because they don't want to know what they're going to look like with their genes and what their mom looks like, what their dad looks like, what their sister looks like, what their nephews and nieces look like. Nah, I'm straight. I don't want to see what we gonna look like. And they be chop shopping them babies. They be taking them Plan Bs back to back, buy them in bulk. Okay. And then you have the ones that do want to have their babies because they know eventually, yes, I plan on leaving you for somebody else to play a different life game. And I want a guaranteed check. And the way that a lot of these women get a guaranteed check out of these ugly, wealthy men, out of these men that they don't want in real life, if it didn't come with this power and this guap, they have a kid with them. A kid that they have no intentions on really caring about. Is it wrong? Absolutely. Do I agree with it? No. But you asked the question where you wanted to know, do women really want the wedding or do they want the marriage? A lot of women stop giving a fuck about the right reasons of a marriage a long time ago because they saw how men disrespected what a marriage was. They saw how women were treated within most marriages and they're just like, shit, if they gonna treat me like shit and they gonna do what they want to do, I also might as well get into this marriage and do what the fuck I want to do. And there's a lot of women that think like that. Now, again, I cannot 100% blame the women because that man knows she doesn't give a fuck about him. She wants the life. Her being their stroke of his ego when he walks into a room. Listen, she'll agree to be that. You want to look better in front of other men because you have me? I agree if I could have this lifestyle. You want to let these other men know that you're butt ass ugly but you still could pull a woman like this? Sure, I'll be your arm candy. You know what I'm saying? You want to be able to go on these nice trips and have a beautiful woman next to you? Sure, I'll be her. But in reality, deep down, I know you don't give a fuck about me, and I know I really don't give a fuck about you. We're both stroking each other's egos in different ways. A lot of women think like that. So long story short, most women want the wedding. Women of your mother's time or your granny's time cared about the marriage. The women today don't give a fuck, just like men never gave a fuck about most marriages, because for a long time, a marriage was to keep a woman put. Now, a marriage is not about keeping a woman put because we got more rights. We ain't got to be parked like that. Okay. So I think most men are upset that most women caught on to the bullshit. So now there are exceptions. There are some women who love their man, love their marriage, want his babies, want to chill at home with him, want to give him the best BJ she can before she dies. There are women that don't give a fuck about a wedding, like me. They don't care about who knows or who sees them or who knows they got married, like me. They love that man, okay? They know he got pros, they know he got cons, but they willing to support him.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I would. Okay. They want to raise his family. They want to love on the children they got. They want to crack jokes together on the couch. They want to have cookouts. They want to travel together. But most men fuck it up with a woman like that. Most men are so shallow to who she is that they don't even see themselves with that woman. Most men talk down on themselves so much where they talk themselves out of a good woman. A lot of men talk themselves out of good women every day, just like a lot of women talk themselves out of good men every day because of bullshit they didn't fix within themselves. Women like that can be single and happy and okay with the fact that they haven't met their person. So will men like that. Women who are not really pressed to get married or in a rush to be married, it's because she's not giving in to society's bullshit. She ain't selling pussy. She doesn't care about having a roster. She ain't hoeing. She ain't blowing up no man's phone. She ain't looking for a man who can't see who she is already. And most men don't know what to do with a woman like that because she requires him to be different. She requires him to be a different type of ready. She requires him to be already within your self-work, not talking about what you got to work on and what you got to do, or I'm so fucked up, or I know I'm not shit, or I don't even know why you talk to me. You're not convincing a woman to continue to try to talk to you or want you when you say, I don't even know why you want to talk to me. I'll be more understanding if you leave me. Dog, stop. What? So, like I said, a lot of men talk themselves out of that shit all the time. If that woman don't like you, she don't want you. She not going to play like she wants you. She not going to convince you, if you do this, I might want you. That's phony. If you want to be outside playing games and sticking your dick in anything, go for it. Okay, I promise you, that type of woman, if everybody can have you, she don't want you. Okay? I don't think that there's a shortage of good men or good women. I just believe the good ones are very okay with a solo life until they meet a good person they want and who wants them. Also, I don't feel sorry for any man who, you know, marries a woman who uses him, because I feel like a lot of men like that. I feel like a lot of men see that as a kink. Not every man, but a lot of men like that. A lot of men like women who are pretty with a nasty ass attitude that they can just give shit to, right? A lot of men like that. I don't know why. They just like that. So personally, I never wanted a wedding. I will secretly get married when I do get married and wear that gold band. It don't have to be a rock. It don't have to be a diamond. I will live my life happy with my husband and my children. But everybody can't have access to me to do that. Everybody can't have access to my body. So be picky, men and women. But don't forget to live your life. Don't wait on a man to live your life. Don't wait on a wife in order to travel and live your life and date other people. Date other people, but date people honestly. If you don't see a future with them, don't convince them that they might be a future. Don't dangle that shit in front of their heads. Don't play like you're going to be the father to their kids. Don't play like you want to be his wife one day when you know you have no real intentions to be his wife, right? Don't play like you might have kids one day if there's really nothing foundationally set in order to do that. That's not something funny to play with. There will always be people who want to play games in marriages. Choose wisely and don't make. She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside. Under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. There's a lot of people who are not willing to understand other people that they want to date. They just want to get something from them. So that's what I'm going to be digging into, explaining. The whole season is recorded and scheduled already, all the way into January, okay? Marry a selfish bitch. And when I say bitch, bitch is a unisex word, okay? And I don't want a man to be my him if him is for everybody. And that's my answer to that goddamn question, okay? So, there are a lot of women who want the marriage still, But there are a lot of users and a lot of women who don't give a fuck about the man that they're marrying that just want the big wedding. It's like a big brag to other women because men don't really care about a wedding. They don't. Okay. I don't see nothing wrong with a courthouse at all. Okay. I don't even like all of that attention. I've never looked at a wedding dress. I'm just like, I can only imagine. Ew. Get me out of this. Okay. Can you imagine how hot it would be for my thighs to be rubbing together under that dress? All that attention, all that do this, all those pictures and shit. Oh, please. I do not want it. I do not want it. Sam, I am. I do not want it. Now, what I would do to celebrate would be like a 5-year anniversary celebration party with all of the people who helped make our marriage worthwhile during those 5 years. Because a lot of y'all go in guap on a wedding that y'all don't even fucking want or can pay for. A lot of people go in thousands of dollars on a wedding with someone who separated with you in less than a year. A lot of people go in on the wedding and don't even go legally get married or exchange names. But y'all putting on this show for people. If it ain't real, I don't fucking want it. And if it ain't real, you shouldn't fucking want it either. The problem is we got to this point in society where everybody's comfortable creating an illusion of I'm good, I'm okay. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be where you want to be in life. It's okay to not be really happy in the relationship that you're currently in. And it's okay for you to not want a marriage either. And it is okay for you to not want a wedding. Stop letting society and consumerism pull you in a direction you don't want to fucking go. Okay? Because buying a house in another country other than the United States is looking like a green light for me. At my age, okay? Buying a house in the United States looks like a stupid-ass decision. The older I get. From the property tax, from the fact that there's laws in place where you can't give it to who you want to give it to. I really only see buying houses making sense if you want to make money off the property. I don't see buying a house to live in it and get to an age where you need more money for the property taxes than what you started with, and you just get yourself into a hole where somebody takes your house after you've done paid on it for 15 years, 30 years. Like, fuck all that. Fuck all of that. Fuck all that. But you know, those are my thoughts, okay? Those are my thoughts, right? But, yeah, I hope I answered that man's question. I said a lot, but I just feel like that wedding shit has always been stupid to me. You know, letting people see what your dress is, having opinions on your fucking dress, having opinions on your cake, having opinions on what food you want to serve. Only two people matter in this. Two people and the kids that they both have. That's it. Everybody else, this is an honor for you to even fucking be invited. But that's just me, though. Thank you for checking out She Gets a Pod. Obviously, you wanted to hear my opinion. That's why you stayed. I appreciate you. And if you have an opinion that is separate and different from mine, I think that's beautiful. But the men asked me. And this is my answer. Okay? Bye.